Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, awesome people. Welcome back to Mind Training, daily stoic wisdom for resilience. This is your girl, Taylor Reed, here to help you navigate the crazy roller coaster of life with a little bit of ancient wisdom and a whole lot of real talk. Today, we're diving into something that plagues almost all of us at some point, procrastination. You know that feeling when you have a huge task looming over you, and instead of tackling it head-on, you find yourself scrolling through social media, reorganizing your sock drawer, anything but facing the music. Yeah, I've been there, done that, got the pile of laundry to prove it. But guess what? The Stoics had a thing or two to say about this procrastination predicament. They knew that inaction breeds anxiety and regret, so they developed some killer strategies for getting things done. And trust me, these aren't your grandma's tips on time management. They're practical, powerful tools that can truly change the game. So, buckle up, because we're about to unlock 5 key Stoic wisdom nuggets that will help you smash procrastination and become a master of action. Number 1. Start with the smallest step. Ever heard of boiling the ocean? It sounds impressive, right? But realistically, who has the time or energy to boil an entire ocean? That's what procrastination feels like. Trying to tackle an enormous task all at once can be overwhelming and paralyzing. The Stoics knew this, which is why they emphasized starting with the smallest possible step. Break that daunting project into bite-sized chunks, even if it's just 5 minutes of focused work. Number 2. Focus on what you can control. We often get bogged down by things outside our control, deadlines imposed by others, unexpected challenges, or even just that annoying song stuck in our heads. But the Stoics taught us to focus on what we can control, our own actions and responses. So instead of stressing about what might go wrong, concentrate on taking the next best step. Number 3. Visualize success. This one's a game changer. Before you even begin, take a moment to visualize yourself successfully completing the task. Imagine the feeling of accomplishment, the sense of relief, and the positive impact it will have. This mental rehearsal can boost your motivation and help you stay focused. Number 4. Embrace discomfort. The Stoics weren't afraid of a little discomfort. They understood that growth often comes from pushing ourselves beyond our comfort zones. So, when procrastination strikes, remind yourself that a bit of struggle is actually a sign of progress. And finally, number 5. Practice self-compassion. You're human. We all procrastinate sometimes. Don't beat yourself up over it. Instead, acknowledge the feeling, learn from it, and move forward with kindness towards yourself. Ever feel like you're caught in a cycle of procrastination? You start with good intentions, but then life gets in the way, or maybe your Netflix queue just seems more appealing at that moment. Let me tell you, I've been there. Remember that time I was supposed to finish a big project for this podcast, and I spent an entire afternoon rearranging my spice rack? Yeah, not exactly peak productivity, but hey, it felt good in the moment, right? But then, just like that, I realized I wasn't actually getting closer to finishing the podcast. In fact, I was creating more stress for myself by avoiding the task. That's when I remembered the Stoic wisdom about taking small steps and focusing on what I could control. So, I broke down the project into manageable chunks, set a timer for just 30 minutes, and got to work. Guess what? It wasn't as overwhelming as I thought it would be, and I actually felt pretty good about myself once I finished. Remember, you don't have to conquer procrastination overnight. Just start with one small step. Even if it's just taking 5 minutes to plan your day or setting aside a dedicated time for focused work. The key is consistency and self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, celebrate the wins, and keep moving forward. So there you have it, folks, 5 Stoic strategies to help you overcome procrastination and take action. Remember, start small, focus on what you can control, visualize success, embrace discomfort, and practice self-compassion. It's not always easy, but trust me, the rewards are worth it. Ready to level up your productivity? Share this episode with someone who could use a little Stoic wisdom in their life. Leave us a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media using hashtag MindTrainingPodcast. I'm cheering for you every step of the way. Until next time, keep those minds sharp and hearts open.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.